Today's share in the Dershah Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Nun Ches Omid Beis. We are in the sixth volume of Mishneh Berurah, getting very close to the end, and we begin Simon Tofresh Sadi Beis today, the Dine Birchos HaMegillah, the halachos of the three brachas that we say on the Megillah. So the Mechaber starts Sif Aleph, we're in the very bottom line of Kuf Nun Ches Omid Aleph. Hakarias HaMegillah, the person who's reading the Megillah, the one who's laying the Megillah, Mevarach Lefaneo Shlosha Brachos. He has to say the three brachas that we're all familiar with. Number one, Baruch HaTashem Lekein Mechlam, Al Shek Shem Nesav Zivano, Al Mikro Megillah, Shas Nisim Avoseinu, and the Sheach Yonu. These three brachos are made by the person laying the Megillah. Ubayom, during the daytime, the Mechaber says, Ein Chosim Varach Sheach Yonu. According to the Mechaber, which is not the way we paskin, Lamaisa for Ashkenazim, we say the Sheach Yonu during the daytime again, as we'll see, but the Mechaber says that you only say the Sheach Yonu at nighttime, you don't repeat the Sheach Yonu during the daytime. So we start off with the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Aleph, and he tells us, V'nochon l'chadein b'bircha Sheach Yonu, when you're saying the Baruch of the Sheach Yonu, according to the Mechaber, only at night, by us, this is really a halacha during the daytime saying of the Sheach Yonu, gam al, have in mind that the Sheach Yonu goes, b'bircha Sheach Yonu, gam al mishloach manos usudas porim. It also goes on, shalach manos, the mitzvah of giving matanos to your friends, and sudas porim, and the sudas porim. Shehem gam kein mitzvos. These are mitzvos, and the Sheach Yonu goes on them as well. The obvious question is, what about matanos lev yonim? Not only shalach manos, what about matanos lev yonim? So, the issue footnote number one brings down, why doesn't he mention over here matanos lev yonim? So, Rav Sternbach Shlit in the Tshuva San Hagos brings down, gam kol hashana chayev mitzvah tzedakah. You're obligated to give tzedakah all year long. And therefore, v'lo nikeres ha-mitzvah shesomach bar. So it's not so clear that Sheach Yonu v'kimon v'yonu l'zman hazeh is that we reach this point in time. It's every day you do this, so therefore it's not so clear you should make a Sheach Yonu for matanos lev yonim. The Sheil's Tshuva Sela Chochma, he says, Sheyesh hasovrim, there are those that say, and he says this is also brought down in the Siddur of the Yaivitz, and in the Sefer Yisod Vishorish Havoda, Sheish Lekayim Es Mitzvahs Matonos Lev Yonim Kodem Atvila, that you should ideally give tzedakah before you daven. That's a great way to go into the davening. That's why we give tzedakah in Vayivarach David. So you should give tzedakah before you say the Shemoneh Esrei. So therefore, since people would have the minhag that they would give the Matonos Lev Yonim beforehand, so that's before you lay in the Megillah. So therefore, the Sheach Yonu is already too late for the Matonos Lev Yonim, and therefore that's why they don't say it. However, he says, Shalamaisa Olameinim Daktakim L'Seis Matonos Lev Yonim Kodem Atvila. He says many people don't do this, and therefore there would be no reason having in mind the Sheach Yonu for that as well. On the other hand, the Prima Gadol brings down Sheyechave Bevircha Sheach Yonu Gam Al Matanos Lev Yonim. The Prima Gadol says you should have in mind as well the Matanos Lev Yonim, and this is the opinion of the Chayyadim as well, and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. In any event, the Mishnah continues and he says, V'yodia zeh l'shliach tzibar mevarach, the person who's laning, he should have in mind that this Sheach Yonu is going on these other mitzvahs as well, shalach manos, who this Purim, and possibly matanos lev yonim, debaye kavana shomeya umashmiya, that you need to have the one who is laning it as well as the people that are listening to it, and that's why in most shuls they make an announcement, have in mind when we're saying the Sheach Yonu now, both for the one who's laning as well as for the tzibar, that you yotze with the Sheach Yonu these mitzvahs as well. And the Mishnah Berurah says, unlike the Mechaber who says you don't say the Sheach Yonu during the day, we're going to see that the Ramah says you say the Sheach Yonu during the daytime as well. So he says, Bedavka, you should have in mind these three mitzvahs on the daytime Sheach Yonu, because that's when these mitzvahs are performed. Matanos Lev Yonim, Mishalach Manos, and Sudas Purim are done during the daytime. If somebody doesn't have a Megillah, so you only make the Sheach Yonu on the Megillah. Even though we said it goes on these other mitzvahs of the day, like Sudas Purim and Shalach Manos, if you don't have the laning of the Megillah, you don't make a Sheach Yonu, the Mishnah brings down in the name of the Magen Avraham, on these other mitzvahs. Because he says, giving Mishalach Manos to your friends and having Suda, that's something that's knowing all the time on Shabbos and Yom Tov as well. So therefore, the Magen Avraham is quoted as saying that we don't make a Sheach Yonu just on those items itself. Only when you're having the Megillah Sheach Yonu, so then have in mind those items too. The Eish Omrim, but the Mishnah Berurah brings down there are those that disagree. The Royal Baruch Zman Al Hayom, there are those that say that you can, in fact, say Sheach Yonu just on the day itself, even without the Megillah. The Nei Tokfo Shel Nei Shehoyabo, because of the greatness of the Neis, and that's why he's saying the Sheach Yonu. The Kiva de Bizman Lizman Kasi, since it doesn't come every day, we have the Purim coming once a year, so it comes at a certain time. So Hareyu could call more the Hashem. It's like any other Yontif, Shemavarch Lizman, that we make a Sheach Yonu for the Yontif. For the Shlosh Regal, we make a Sheach Yonu for the Yontif. We always make a Sheach Yonu for the Yontif. So too over here, and he says, Ayin in the Bir Halacha, look in the Bir Halacha. And the Bir Halacha brings down that this Magen Avraham is not agreed by everybody, as the Mishnah Berurah brought down the Yesh Avraham, and he says, from the Maruk Tzia, he's questioning, Hasing ala Magen Avraham, and this is the Lashon of the Maruk Tzia. He says, Lo yadati, ma bekakshu dovin org. What's the Magen Avraham saying? That this is the custom that we always have sudas and we always give matanos. Hello, belad mitzvah shiluch manos, usuda, royal varach zman kol yom. He says, al hayom, you have to make a Shech Yonu because of Purim, not because of the shalach manos and because of the suda, just because it's Purim. So if you don't lay the Megillah, you should make a Shech Yonu. V'avshu midivrei Kabbalah, even though it's not a din d'oraisa, it's only from the early, from the Nevi'im, it's an early d'rabbanon, from the divrei Kabbalah, from the Sofrim, from the Nevi'im, tzor chizuk, kishol Torah. We have to give it the same strength that we do the Torah. V'yosef yachib, im neitok v'shonei shoyibo. And furthermore, an individual has to also understand the nes. And kivin l'zman l'zman kosi, since Purim comes on a regular basis in the calendar, Hariel Linian Zek, Komod Yashem, Shemavarch and Alem Zman, Uzman, Low Boy, Kos. And they should make a Shech Yonu, and you don't have to do it all at Kos. The Ilkhus Amru Afil Bishuk, you can even say it in the marketplace. And the proof is on Yom Kippur, we don't eat and drink, we also make a Shech Yonu. Umisayim, and the Moritz here concludes, the Shabru Lechatil, Laman, the Lesley, Megillah, somebody doesn't have Megillah, the Mismach Zman, Akos, the Suda, make the Shech Yonu in the Suda, ala Kos. And that's the preferred way. That's what the Moruk Tzia says. Ube Emes, he says, honestly, the feast for us, according to this, Shavarach Zman, let's say, Yom, Ibn Etaku Shanesh, Hoyabo, Imkain, Hoyalo Lavarach, Gamkain, Bircha Shasanisim. So then, why do you only make a Shech Yonu? Should make the Shasanisim as well. And he says, I found in the Meiri, in regards to Inyan Chanukah, where he says that you can do this, and this is his law, Shemishain Lo, Lahadlik, Beno, Bemokum, Shaf, Shalo, Liros. If you're in a place where you can't light the candles, you can't even see them, so he says, you should make Shasanisim anyway, and the Shech Yonu on the first night, because it really is going on the Nes. That's the Meiri's opinion, so same thing over here. In addition, the Chafetz Chaim quotes the Birka Yosef towards the end of this long Bir Aloch, and he says, "Im ein lo Megillah yivarach Shech Yonu. If you don't have a Megillah, you can still say Shech Yonu. However, ach lo yivarach bircha shasunisim. He says you don't say the shasunisim. You also you don't say the bracha at the end of the Megillah that we normally would say Haravis Rivenu. So we don't say that as well. However, he brings down Avol Achronim Kosu the Gam Shech Yonu lo yivarach. The opinion, he says, of various Achronim is that you don't even say the Shech Yonu unless you have the Megillah. That's the last words of the Birka Yosef. And the Chofetz Chaim writes, "Lo eida be'eza Achronim matzo dover zeh." He doesn't know which Achronim the Birka Yosef is referring to, other than the Magen Avraham and the Al Yerabba, which we already said previously. And the bottom line is, the Chofetz Chaim says, "Tzarich iyun lemaisa." It's not clear what we should do. Halacha lemaisa, do you say Shech Yonu when you don't have a Megillah or not? Then we go to the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Beis, where he discusses the Mechaber statement who said that during the daytime we don't make a Shech Yonu if you made one the night before listening to the Megillah. So the Mishnah Berurah says, the Harikvar Baruch Balayla. He says, you are Yotze, according to the Mechaber, the saying of the Shech Yonu for the day during the nighttime reading. For the day of Purim, you are Yotze by saying it at night, just like we do on every other Yontif. We make Kiddush on a Tuesday night Yontif. You don't make another Shech Yonu during the daytime, so here too, you are Yotze with the Shech Yonu at night. Now, the issue footnote number 4 brings down Hanoig Kidas HaShulchan Aruch V'Shomea Kriyas HaMegillah B'Yom. Somebody who follows the Mechaber's opinion, they don't have to make a Shech Yonu, but he's listening in a minyan where they do make a Shech Yonu, like the Ramah. So Rav Nissen Karlitz Zatzal brings down that he's allowed to answer a main that's not considered a Hefsek. And this is also the opinion Yibod Mechaim L'Chaim to Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita. On the other hand, Rav Yashiv Zatzal says he shouldn't answer a main because it may be a hefsek in this situation since you don't think that it's appropriate to say the Shech Yonu at that time. The issue footnote number 5 brings down that according to Shulchan Aruch, you have to go make another bracha of Shas Anisim during the daytime according to the Mechaber, even though you made the Shas Anisim at night. So Moshe Feinstein's Zatzal and the Igros Moshe brings down that the Shas Anisim is according to all the Deos a bracha that you make during the nighttime, and it doesn't help regarding the daytime, even according to the Mechaber. Because Ikra Pirsum Anes Subayom, because everybody agrees that the Ikra Pirsum Anisim is during the daytime, and that's why the Shas Anisim goes on that. And only regards to Shech Yonu is there this machlokus. Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, "V'tam ha'deya shiniya the soveres the afbiyam v'chule the Ramah," which we haven't read yet, which says that you have to go and say the Shech Yonu during the daytime. What is that reasoning? The ikar mitzvah kriya sabiyamhu, because the ikar reading is during the daytime, as we brought down previously. That is from the Difrei Zofrim, and you can see this in Dishur foot number 6, where we brought down that there is a higher level of drabanan, that's Difrei Zofrim, Difrei Kabbalah, during the daytime reading, as opposed to some, it's only a regular abanan at nighttime. Others disagree and say that they're both the same level, but the daytime reading nevertheless is still considered the more important one. And that's because Iker Pirsum Anes is by Kriyas Hayom. Mishum Sh'oz, Huzman Mishta, Vesimcha, Umatonus Levyonim, that's the time that we do the other mitzvahs as well. And the pasuk that says, Ekra Yomam Velo Sane, Velaila Velo Dumioli, which that's where we learn out the chova for the day and the nighttime, it's mashma that the ikkar kriya is during the daytime. Af shekori b'yom tzorech likos b'layla. Even though we say that you have to read it at nighttime, the ikkar reading is during the daytime. Mishnah Berurah continues, he says, im nishtatek akori b'yom tzamagila, for whatever the reason, the person who's laning cannot continue. He stops, he gets a sore throat, he's unable to continue the laning. So das achronim, and you can see this in Oshei, in the Shaar Tzion, is Rav Yaakov Emdin in his Siddur, the Ayvitz Siddur, the Elia Rabba, the Shus Yaakov, the Dagum and Revova, not like the Pinin and the Mogin of Ram. So these Achronim will say, the Ein Tzorech HaKori Yasheni, he only talked to the last little Rosh. He doesn't have to go back to the beginning, but he can pick up right where the person who started laning left off. So the person who was laning read the first four Prokim, then he didn't feel well. So the person who picks up now starts from the fifth parak, doesn't have to go back to the beginning. Rak Yaskel Mi Mokom, Shapasak Arishon. He picks up exactly at the point where the previous laner stopped. The Koshkin saying Sarah Lavar Machalish, and certainly doesn't have to make another bracha. Even if you go back to the beginning, the Yatsu call a kol b'birchas Rishon, because everybody was Yotzi already with the bracha of the first person. And it would be the Hutircha du Tzibura to go back and make them relay the entire thing. However, he says, look, Ayin in the Shari Tshuva, and you can see this in Dirshu foot number 7. He writes, Dafka Shikol Purim bi Emsa Shavua, Shatzibra Betainis. The reason why we don't make you go back from the beginning is because everybody's fasting. It's a weekday and everybody's fasting. And therefore, it would be a tircha de sibura to go back and reread the Megillah. You read the first five prokim, then you get sick. So you have to go back to the beginning. Everybody's fasting. That would be difficult. But he says, if Purim comes out on Matzi Shabbos, so then, Imrov Hatzibur Maskimim, Shiaskel Meirosh, Tov Laskel Meirosh, says everybody would agree that it's ideally better to go back and reread with one Baal Krower the entire Megillah. Kadesh Lo Yitiyah, Navsha Maguma, Bikriyola Chatzor. So people shouldn't be upset that they heard heaven for one person, have it from another person. And likewise, Zuchenim Kor Rak Kama Psukim. If you only read a couple of Psukim and it's not such a Tircha de Tzibura, Yachzol Rosh. It's not such a big deal then in that situation to go back to the beginning, so everybody would agree you should go back to the beginning. So now let's see this Ramah inside that we've alluded to. Hagor, the Ramah says, the Yeshomrim, the Af Bayom, even during the daytime, Mavar Shechyonu, you say a Shechyonu again during the daytime reading. This is the Tur, and then Rabbeinu Tam, and the Rosh, and the Magid Mishnah. And likewise, he says, "V'chei noagim chol medinos elu." This is the commonly accepted custom. Then he adds, "V'echad yochel levarach." One person could make the brachos, and a different person lane. V'sheni korei, and he brings down the name of Hagos Hashri. And the Mishnah Berurah comments on this and says in Sifkot and Gimel, this is true bein bracha rishona, bein leini bracha chrona. This is true for the bracha before the Megillah or the bracha after Megillah. However, he says, whoever's making the bracha has to have in mind that he's doing it not only for himself, he's doing it for the entire tzibur, and the entire tzibur has to hear it and have intention to be yotze. Dirshu footnote number 8 brings down, in regards to Kriyas HaTorah, the din is different. Sha'ola LaTorah, Tzorech Likro, Im HaBaal Kori B'Lachash. The one who's saying the bracha has to read it along silently with the one who's laning. Kadesh Lo Yitiyah Birchos L'Vatala. So his bracha shouldn't be Birchos L'Vatala. Lo Kimo Kan, Shech L'Kori V'Yachim V'Varach. Not like here, where you can have one person making the bracha and a different person laning. And the Bir HaLocha brings down over there, Shadav Kalin in Kriyas HaMegillah. It's only in regards to the Megillah, Shekolech v'yecha me'atzibim m'chuyiv l'kro l'varach ha-Megillah, that everybody has this obligation. That's why this works, that one person can make the bracha and another person lane. But it doesn't work that way by Kriyas HaTorah. Now we go back to the Mechaber. Mechaber writes, u'l'yachrea, no'agim l'varach ha-ravis riveinu l'chule. After you finish reading the Megillah, we have the custom to say the bracha ha-ravis riveinu. And the Mishnah Berurah says, sivkot and dalet, ki b'gemara isa, the bracha le'achrea, taya b'min haga. This is a minug, the Gemara says. The bracha rishona, the first three brachos, that's not a minug, that is a din that we say that. That's a mitzvah d'rabbana. But the bracha afterwards, some places have the custom to do so, some places have the custom not to do so. And the Gemara concluded, in a place where the custom was to make the bracha afterwards, you make the bracha afterwards. And therefore, the Mechaber writes, our minhag today is to go and make such a bracha. Sivkot and hey, this bracha is haravis rivenu, ve'elomar hakel haravis rivenu, kivan shezoch, shekvar zoch, harashem, shamar lukenu. Since you said the word lukenu, you don't have to repeat it now, hakel harav. But there are those that say you should say Akel Haravis Videnu, and El Yerabba Hichriya Kishulchan Aruch Shein Lomar. The El Yerabba Paschal that we follow the opinion of Shulchan Aruch not to say Hakel Haravis Videnu. V'chein Ein Lomar. And at the end, we don't say Baruch Hashem Hakel Hanifra. We just say Rak Baruch Hashem Hanifra Ayin Sham. He says, look in the El Yerabba for this din. The issue footnote number 9 explores this a little bit more in terms of Baruch Shomer and Yishtabach, where we do say Hakel Ayin Sham in the issue footnote number 9. The Mechaber continues and says, "V'im lo berach lo lefonev lo leachra yotze." If you, for whatever the reason, didn't make the brachos before or afterwards, you still are yotze the Megillah laning. And the Mishnah Berurah says, "Sivkot nivav the brachos emakos," because the brachos are important, but they're not ma'akiv being yotze the mitzvah. V'nira the imnizkar v'ensa shlo berach. If a person realizes, "Hey, we forgot to make the bracha," and they're in the middle of the Megillah, yavarach bein haprakim, you're allowed to go and interrupt bein haprakim. In the Shaar Tzion, Oshid Aleph, he brings down from the Shulte Giborim. What's called Ben HaProkim? And he brings down Hagom Marin or Rav, Rabbi Shlomo Kluger, the Rashak, brings down the Prokim Nikres, Ben Techiloso Lishihudi, Ben Yishudi Levain Balailahu, Ain Sham. That these are sections of the Megillah, not what we will call a Perik, and not there are no Psuchos in the Megillah, so therefore it's sections of the Megillah. The Machzor of Shekli brings down, in the name of Lech Chamudos, that Perik or Yakore. In the Gemara of Perikah Yakare, he brings down that there are these parashios, and therefore, Afal Bishayin parashios stumos become Akum Prokim Nikru, they are considered Prokim, and therefore, one would be allowed to make the bracha, quote, Bein HaProkim. The issue for number 10 brings down from Rav Yashiv Zatzal that if you didn't make the bracha Bein HaProkim, Shiyoch Levarach Bishah Shabal Kare, Mantin Kisha Shikamakim is Haman. While they're hitting for Haman, you can make the bracha then if you didn't hear the bracha, or you didn't make the bracha. Shikasa Shemutah Lahavsik Bedibu Lechachila, you're even allowed to interrupt Lechachila, Afil Bemsa Kriyasa Megillah, Imu Bin Yonah Shoyom. So if they didn't make the bracha, they could actually make it at that point in time. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, "V'nohagav v'nohagulo ma'balaylo asheheni." At night time we say asheheni, avol lo bayom, but we don't say it during the day, which is the minhag that many people have. And he brings down the name of the Kobo and the Beis Yosef, the name of the Orchos Chaim. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Zayin says, "The kvar omar piyutim," because we've already said piyutim. Now the issue footnote number 11 brings down that we don't say piyutim. Mizmanenu shlo noagim lomar piyutim. So he brings down from the Luach HaRitzol the name of the Aderes, shegam bayom yesh lomar asheheni. And there's also the opinion of a Yashas Zatzal that you're allowed to go and say it. On the other hand, Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita says, we don't say it during the daytime, since they didn't say it, even though we don't say the piyutim, we don't change around that minhag. And I think many shuls do not say asheheni during the daytime. Then the Ramah concludes, he says, that we only say the bracha afterwards if you're in, quote, a tzibur. What does that mean? So the Mishnah Berurah says, in Siv Katan Ches, Aval HaBracha Shalof Now, the brachas beforehand, we make them even if we're by ourselves. But unless you have a minion of men, so the minog is not to say the bracha, Haravas Rivenu, after the laning. Now, the Chofetz Chaim in the Bir HaLoch, Libra Masel, Ela B'Tzibor, does bring down that this is based upon the Yerushalmi, and he says, look in the El Yerabah, the Ochiach Mikama Poskim, the Bevarach Avil B'Yochid, says you could even say the Bracha, HaRavis Vivenu, even B'Yechidus, and he brings down from the Vilna Gaon that the Yerushalmi is not a Raya not to do this, the Lo Koy Ela Abir Chasatorah, that's the Abir Chasatorah, and not the Bracha of Megillah. The common minog is not to make the bracha afterwards. It's not a real chiyuv, it's only a minog, and therefore one shouldn't say it unless one has a minog. Who says today that the minog is to say it, but and this is the opinion of Prima Gadim as well, the Safi Brachos Lahakal, that we don't say it. Regarding, as you can see in Yishuv number 19, does suggest that say the bracha without Shemu Malchus, and this is also the opinion of the Kaf HaChaim, Shagam Yochid Yivarach, below Shemu Malchus, Kedei Shalul Avi Bracha Yikarizu. You shouldn't lose out on saying this bracha, albeit you can't say it with Shemu Malchus. Sif Beis, the Mechaber writes, Ein la suach biot shikor noso. You're not supposed to interrupt with conversation, any idle talk, any talk, really, ideally, lechatrila, once the Megillah started to be read. Mishbur says in Sivkot and Tes, Hainu, Ben HaShomea, this is the person who's listening, Ben HaKori, and certainly the one who's laning, also len la suach lechatrila. You shouldn't interrupt at all lechatrila. Afilu be the Vitorah, even talking the Vitorah. And the issue foot number 13 reminds us that we learned in Siman Tafrei Tzadik, Shagorim b'mishasoch b'taim. We even glower at somebody who talks in between. The reason is because once you started the mitzvah, you shouldn't talk and interrupt until the conclusion of the mitzvah. Mishnah Berurah continues, what about b'di'evet? That's the chachilu. The inyan b'di'evet, yesh chiluk. It depends. That shomeya, the one who's listening, himsoch b'yesakriya lo yotza, afilu m'chisa l'shmo tevachas. If he missed the word, so then he's not yotza because he didn't hear all the words. Albeit, the issue for number 14 talks about a whole machokis as to whether if you missed the word that doesn't change around the interpretation or understanding of the Megillah, maybe that's not considered something that's ma'akiv b'di'evet. Although the majority opinion is that it is. In any event, the holo shomo kula, the Mishnah Berurah says, since you're not yotze, since you didn't hear the whole thing. Aval akori yotze, but the one who read it would be yotze. Sometimes you're even lechachila allowed to interrupt. For example, you could go lishol ben aprokim and they're covered. To ask somebody else covered, shom aleichem, albeit the issue for number 16 brings down that's not our custom nowadays, and therefore this doesn't apply lemaisa. For example, kamolin and kriyashma b'simu samachbab, where you're allowed to interrupt with kavod. Because elin and silcha b'yam tzakriya, that's talking in the middle of the kriya. Avol b'soch b'en habracha l'tchila tzakriya, but if you interrupt it between the start of the bracha and the actual laning, b'en hashomea b'en hakori, whether you're the one that's laning or whether you're the one that's listening, you lost the bracha, hivsin habracha. Finally, the chain bein sofa kriya l'sofa bracha, and the conclusion at the end, harav v'sviveinu gam kinos lafsik, you shouldn't have any interruption there whatsoever as well. With this, we conclude today's shiur.